Item number, SCP-1663. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. Data pertaining to research performed at Containment Site 1663-0 may only be disseminated to personnel assigned to Containment Site 1663-0 or with prior permission from at least two senior researchers. Duty assignments at Containment Site 1663-0 are not to exceed 2 weeks in length, and all personnel must be administered Class B amnestics prior to being transferred off-site. Description: SCP-1663 is the special duty assignment for personnel assigned to Containment Site 1663-0, located near... The research performed at Containment Site 1663-0 is considered a Euclid-class infohazard, thus necessitating the extraordinary containment requirements outlined in this document. The data isolation of SCP-1663 was approved on... by the then-retiring O5... whose immediate retirement and subsequent mandatory amnestic administration was considered not in violation of standing regulations prohibiting the exposure of O5 council members to SCP objects. Since then, separate retiring O5 council members have upheld the established containment procedures for SCP-1663. Personnel assigned to SCP-1663 may continue on to the additional documentation for SCP-1663 personnel. Access granted. Item number, SCP-Psi-Lambda-0. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 is contained in a secure locker at Containment Site 1663-0. Dissemination of the existence of SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 or any information related to it is forbidden as per SCP-1663 protocols, and personnel assigned to SCP-1663 or SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 must be administered Class B amnestics prior to being transferred off-site following the maximum allowed assignment length of 2 weeks. Description: SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 is a Lady Liberty $5 coin minted in 1880, consisting primarily of gold with trace impurities of
data expunged.
Its anomalous effect is triggered whenever any human subject observes, touches, or is otherwise informed of SCP-Psi-Lambda-0's existence. The nature of this object does not need to be explained, simply identifying it by name is sufficient. Within approximately 3 weeks of exposure to SCP-Psi-Lambda-0, affected subjects begin to develop a pathological revulsion to the ownership, restraint, or containment of any material wealth. Affected subjects will begin by donating or gifting all of their possessions, while attempting to convince others to relinquish their possessions. After approximately 6 weeks, subjects will show increasing hostility towards others with material possessions, eventually culminating with a refusal to take possession of any material whatsoever, even food or water, after which subjects typically dehydrate and starve unless sedated and given sustenance intravenously. The only known preventative measure is to administer an amnestic of at least Class B strength prior to manifestation of initial symptoms. SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 was redesignated following O5's attempt to order the release of all SCP objects contained worldwide. Fortunately, O5 was the only O5 council member with knowledge of SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 at the time, and was successfully terminated after his order was rescinded by other O5 council members. At the time, SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 was designated SCP. Its current designation was specifically created to remove it from standard Foundation object databases and to prevent its positive identification by any personnel other than those at Containment Site 1663-0. SCP-Psi-Lambda-0's current containment procedures are to be reviewed by retiring O5 Council members within 2 weeks of their retirement and mandatory amnestic administration. To date, retiring O5 council members briefed on SCP-Psi-Lambda-0 have unanimously chosen to uphold the existing containment procedures. Site-42 is able to continue broadcasting and move up to making live-action SCP adaptations thanks to support from our viewers, subscribers, and especially our patrons. Special shout-out to our Level 5 Researcher-level patron, Andre Bechert.